Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And today we have The Pulse, sponsored by Streamline Consulting, and we have our host, Jen O'Pry. So what's going on, Jen?
Good morning. Good morning. Just excited for some warmer weather today.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I hope it gets warmer soon.
I know.
We got this cold spell. So what's going on with Streamline?
Oh, just, you know, excited to be here. The Pulse is all about what's going on in really the North Metro Atlanta area. And so Streamline, we have clients all over that area. And I just wanted to bring in some people who I've come across that in the community that are just doing amazing things. So with me, I have Cece, my admin, virtual assistants. I've got Nicole Grinnell and Liz Goddard with me. I have Adam Friedman with Soho Office. And I have Amanda Dossi with Painting with a Twist in Dunwoody and Buckhead. So
great. That's super exciting. I'm excited for today's segment.
Yes. So Cece, my admin, is actually a company that I use for my company. They are amazing. And so I wanted to bring them in so they could talk about, I think, something that people are almost, it's like the cleaning lady. You don't want to admit that you have a cleaning lady, but you just want everybody to come in and see this beautiful picture, you know, house all clean. But yes, they keep me on point. So I wanted to bring them in because they are just, they're lifesavers. So like I said, and so if you guys would just tell us, how did you all get started? Because it's two lovely women. And how did y'all meet? How did you get started?
I'm Liz, and I met Nicole actually through some common friends, and then we worked together for about 5 years in corporate America. She was an executive assistant for the executive team, and I was the HR director at that company. She decided to leave and start a virtual assistant company just to take on a few clients herself. And I had decided after about a year after she had done that, I said, you know what? I think I want a career change. I actually decided to take some time away to figure out what that was. I was gone for a little bit and she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, you know, I think this is a business model we could truly scale because there's a lot of small businesses that need that right hand at a part-time level. And so she asked me to come aboard with her a little later and I'm here to help her scale the business.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And you know, you said your background is in executive assisting. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how your background and why did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, yeah. So I've been an executive assistant for about 15 years in corporate world. But during that time, a lot of small businesses would actually come to me and say, hey, could you help me out with just this? Like, I know you do this. Could, you know, I've got a few hours a week that I'd love to delegate. And so when actually my boss retired, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go and try to do that. But like Liz said, there was so much of a market out there that I didn't even realize that after she took her little sabbatical, as I'll call it, I said, hey, you need to get back to work and you need to do this with me. So she does a great job kind of leading the sales side of it. And I'm able to really focus on my passion, which is virtual assisting and helping all of our VAs support small businesses.
And what are some of the services you all offer? Because I think people think VA and they think, you know, email. But you all do so much more than that.
So that's funny. We often, people understand the conceptual idea of what a virtual assistant is. It's an assistant that doesn't sit right next to me. It's someone who's virtual. And when I tell them they do inbox management and scheduling, their eyes glaze over. But what they do is they get in your inbox and they make sure that you are answering all your emails while you're out getting more clients. You're attending the clients that you already have. They make you focus on what you can do to generate revenue and they handle all of the operational side. So inbox management, they schedule, make sure that no leads fall through the cracks. They're communicating to other employees for you. They're handling marketing. They're kind of your quarterback. They're your true right hand. So you can duplicate yourself and go focus on what only you can do.
And then how does it work if they're answering emails? Because, you know, everybody's voice sounds different. How do you all handle that?
Yeah. So I have had many different bosses. I've never actually been trained. You just sort of have to jump in and figure out what is this person's voice? What is important to them? Who are the important players? And then that's what we really train our girls to do. Every client is going to be different. Every voice is going to be different. And so we really dive in and train our VAs on that, on learning how are they communicating with their clients? What's the time frame they like to communicate with their clients? So that is on our end of what we train our VAs to do, to be able to adapt to what your business needs.
So there's a large discovery process then when you take on a client. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we typically do like an onboarding call, and that's really to figure out, you know, what are your goals? What do you need help with right now? And then how can we service that and what's important to you? And once we really get that information, the back end training is really on CC My Admin. And that's where we really try to find those VAs that are used to jumping in. There's no handholding in executive assisting ever. And so we look for people that are active, proactive in looking for work, you know, smart thinkers, you know, we'll find that work and ways to help you and make your life better.
And is it just business owners that you all work with? What are some examples of clients that you've worked with in the past?
And we found a couple verticals that work really well with this. And one of those verticals is small businesses, which is seems very broad, and it is. But a lot of small businesses are very similar in how they're run. And so the complexities of them aren't that different. They just need additional help, but they may not be ready to hire that 40-hour employee. They need someone 2 hours a day or maybe 6 hours a day, and then but don't want to bring on the extra expense. So I would say small business is one vertical that we work with. We have found a lot of success helping lawyers. So we work with big firms and small firms, and we do their legal assisting and paralegals. We help CPAs. They outsource their bookkeeping towards us. So I would say those are our three strongest verticals.
Great, great. And then when someone comes on and says, I need someone for 6 hours and their needs change, is this something that you all set up in a contract with your clients, or is there flexibility?
There's absolute flexibility. We try to build our business around what a small business would need. And a small business needs to be able to pivot quickly. And so there's no requirements of hours that you need. 1 week, you may need 2. 1 week, you may need 8 hours a day. And so we ebb and flow with you. You're not contractually obligated to fulfill any of those hours. You may not need us at all 1 week. So we try to be that small business advocate and solution. We do our pricing, billing, and our services completely surround around, is this going to help a small business thrive?
Wow, that's amazing. Because I think most companies in your industry require certain number of hours and there's no flexibility. And I think that's what scares people is, you know, mm-hmm. What am I locking myself into? Especially mm-hmm. small business, it ebbs and flows so much. So, and, you know, what is something that you see, do you have to train business owners about delegation? I think, you know, being an entrepreneur myself, we all want to think that we can do everything because that's, you know, usually why you've gotten into it. And we're control freaks. So walk us through that a little bit. How do you deal with the control freak?
Well, I'm a poster child control freak. So I totally get where they're coming from. And we do have a lot of that. You know, you've got to trust the process for this to be able to work. So I am in with our girls every day. You know, how is that going? How's the delegation? Are they responding to you? And then that's where my role and our relationship manager role serve is to work with the client on that and say, you know, you're never going to get to that level that you want in your business if you can't trust this process. And some people, you know, they start small, they put their toe in the water and then they get that feeling. And it's like, oh, I will never go back, you know, and now they're, you know, shuttling all their work this way. So we understand that that's a big hurdle just mentally to get over because like you said, entrepreneurs, we do it all. We can do it all. We think we can do it all, but eventually you do need to delegate some things out for you to really stay true to what your business is.
And is that something that you speak to clients on, is the return on investment?
Absolutely. I think one thing we always say is that you can do anything, but you can't do everything. You certainly can't do everything well. And when you try to, you do your business a disservice, your family a disservice, and your employees a disservice. So outsource what you can and then do what's really important.
So if I was to come on, well, I am, but mm-hmm. if someone was to come on as a client, are they having the same assistant on a regular basis, or is it, you know, like an Uber concept where you have, you know, whoever's available at that time? How do you all match assistants with companies?
Yeah, so it's definitely a dedicated assistant. And really, we match based on what the skill level is that you need, the availability, and then also that personality, because it is a little bit of a marriage. And there has to be that chemistry there for you to feel comfortable and for them to really understand you. So once Liz has actually met with the client, she's able to debrief me on this is what they need. And this is, you know, their skill set that they need and availability. We match according to that. You know, typically we have really great success rate in that, but we also know that there may be a personality issue that we have to pivot. And so we're able to do that very seamlessly with the girls that we have already trained and get you up and running within the next 24 hours.
And tell me a little bit about your pricing structure. Is it per hour? How do you all, is there certain industries that you have priced accordingly? How do you all do your pricing structure?
It is per hour. Everything's on an hourly basis. And I think one of the biggest questions we get is, let's say I don't need a full hour in a day. How do you bill me? Well, if we only work 20 minutes for you that day, you only get billed 20 minutes. Our pricing ranges anywhere from like database administrating all the way up to a paralegal. So it really does vary. And when we consult with the new client, we come up with a pricing that works for them.
Wonderful. And then, okay, so help me out. Maybe I'm not using my assistant as much as I should. Tell me, how can I best use a VA or for people who have never had a virtual assistant before?
So I love this question, and it's going to vary for everybody. But the way I can answer it is I'm a small business owner and I have an assistant. I'm out there where I'm doing networking. I'm calling on clients. I'm dealing with clients. I am handling the bookkeeping. Your hands are everywhere. The way I use my virtual assistant is she really manages up for me. She's always watching my inbox. When I get done with the networking event, I send her pictures of cards and I say, hey, get me a meeting with this person, get me a call with this person, put this person in our database. So she handles all the communication for me and they follow up within 30 minutes of me leaving an event. And we all know as business owners, if you don't follow up that day, you're going to lose that contact and you've just wasted that valuable hour that you spent networking. So that's one way that I use a virtual assistant and we recommend other people using them. Additionally, she has my inbox completely organized. My inbox is at zero almost at all times because she has them in different folders. Some of them are Liz action required and Liz review no action required. So the no action required is going to be stuff going on within my business that I just need to know about. Action required is this needs your special touch. And sometimes she'll draft the email for me. And I just put those last little words in there that make it look like it's coming from me. So it'd be a great example of how someone can truly run your inbox. Because when that's happening, you're out meeting with people, you're out closing more deals, and you're getting more brand recognition.
So it sounds like if I, you know, when I come on and work with you as a client, that you play by our, you know, that client's rules. We're not having to form into, we need you to set up these folders. You all are doing what works best for each and an individual client.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Liz and I have a different perspective. We're very much not package deal type of business because we both grew up in small businesses. And so we've seen our parents and fathers have to pivot and manage and do everything. And so we really have a passion for supporting the small business. And whatever that looks like to you is what we will make happen.
And so you all are just all about increasing productivity.
Absolutely.
So tell me about your client. Tell me a success story. How have you made the productivity?
Well, one that we're actually really proud of is actually one of our first clients, and he was a true web developer, database administrator, you name it. But that was his strong suit, and obviously administration was not. And so he actually hired us on, and he had hundreds of thousands of dollars of leads sitting in his inbox that he literally had just not gotten to. And when we first got in there, we were seeing leads come in that were asking multiple times to just get on the calendar with him. I mean, it was money just on the table. So we kind of completely flipped his business and just said, hey, we're going to now tell you what to do. And we're going to say, this is who you're meeting with. And this is what they're looking for. And here's the proposal that we sent out. And you're meeting with them at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. And you're going to come home with a signed deal. And then you're going to go actually just make that website. And you're going to do this for them. And his business completely changed around. He was able to come in and hire a consultant who now gets him these amazing leads. And we manage his calendar. We handle all the paperwork for him. And it's just been a real success story for us because he was drowning. I mean, and money was just going out the door because he truly just didn't have the time to do it all.
And when you find that someone comes on and, you know, like I said, we're all control freaks, do you find that that trust is developed quickly and they start realizing I should have done this 5 years ago?
Yeah, honestly, after, you know, even with this client in particular, after the first deal was done and he realized that had been sitting in his inbox and we're looking at a six-figure development, it's like they're sold instantly, you know? And so, like I said, it takes that toe into the pond kind of to feel like, what does this even look like? It's a foreign concept to some people. But once that feeling of success is there, you know, they never go back.
Mm-hmm. And are you all outsourcing to different countries or do you keep everything here in Atlanta?
So we are only US based, but we're not just Atlanta based. So we have virtual assistants all over the country from coast to coast. And that's because we have clients in California and they want a California virtual assistant. We have an attorney in Chicago that she wants to hand over documents at 5 p.m. Central Time, but she wants them in her inbox in the morning. So we have someone on the West Coast handling that because that person can work from 3 to 6, still within business hours for California and still get all the work done.
Well, wonderful. You all sound like you have put a lot of thought and time into this. Well, and so I guess is there a client that is too far and too buried in their inbox or you know, their to-do list to come on. I think that's, you know, one of the things that people are always worried about. It's like I said, it goes back to, you know, kind of like your house being clean. It's like, please don't come in. It's too dirty. It's too filthy. You know, what do you see with a client?
I would say that a lot of clients do feel that way. And so with anything that seems insurmountable, we break it up into bite-sized pieces. So what I do is I go into the business and I say, let's look at all your problem areas. Okay, that's overwhelming. I hear you. Let's get into phases. Let's do three phases. Let's do a catch-up phase. Let's do a look-forward phase. And let's do an ongoing phase. Once you break it up into three, sometimes even four phases, now they're less overwhelmed and they're so thankful that you have the insight. You can come in with clear eyes and help them get out of that hole and then maintain moving forward.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And like I said, I can testify to your services personally. You all are a lifesaver for me. So, and just working behind the scenes and, you know, no one, my clients would probably never know because it sounds just like me and you all provide sanity in my life. So thank you.
Well, we love doing it.
And thanks for having us and thanks for being an awesome client.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely. Well, next I'm going to go to Adam Friedman with Soho Office. And it's funny, he is, like I found out, I could throw a rock and hit his business. So I've been in there a couple of times, but and I know you are, you know, new. You bought it. You're not a new location, but tell us about how you went about becoming the owner of Soho.
Okay, so about 14 years ago, I left the real world, as I like to say, and I started a computer repair business in the Dunwoody Sandy Springs area called Dunwoody PC, which I still am very active with. Focusing on residential IT services. And when I first started the business, about the first 7 or 8 years of the business, I had a great location relationship with a company on the west side of Dunwoody where people could drop off computers. I could pick them up, work on them. Because I really didn't want people coming to my house because I didn't want people to say, hey, I dropped off my $3,000 laptop in your garage. You weren't home. And then I go and find out, oh, that was my neighbor's house and somebody walked off with it. So I had a relationship with a store on that side of Dunwoody. And then, unfortunately, the owner got sick, passed away, the store closed. And I found this other store on the other side of Dunwoody on the Dunwoody-Sandy Springs line called Soho Office. And I said, hey, I got a great relationship for you, a great idea. Can people drop computers off at the store? You sign them in, you check them in, you let me know that they're there, and then I can use you as a drop-off facility. And then, oh, by the way, if you need some help, I'd love to help out. And so that we did that for about 5 years. It worked great. And one day the owner came by and said to me, he said, Adam, we have a great overlap of customers. On the computer repair side, I have about 1,400 clients. I keep very busy on the residential. Residential is not like business IT. It's you may see somebody once a month, once a year, once and never. And so he said, we have a common overlap. He said, would you be interested in purchasing the store? And I said, well, let's talk about it. And we did. And about a year later, I ended up purchasing Soho Office and did find there was quite a bit of overlap of my customer base and the store's customer base.
So what are some of the services that Soho offers?
Okay, so primarily we are a print shop. So we can develop in-house from business cards up to banners, any sort of collateral that you might need, invitations, coroplast, styrene, any sort of stuff that is printed. We have the production equipment in-house. We have a graphic designer in-house. So if you have an idea, but you're not sure how to put pen to paper, we can actually develop it for you. And really, that's a unique feature of Soho Office is that we have a graphic designer. So we can do the layout. We can get you the proofs. You can return your responses or your feedback. And we can then produce the documents that you need.
Wow, wonderful. Well, what does Soho mean? How did that name come into existence?
All right. So as a Soho was a business term about 10, 15 years ago. You know, people go, Soho Office, well, you guys must be some New York print shop. And we have nothing to do with New York. You know, Soho is south of Houston up in Manhattan. Soho was a business term. It meant small office, home office. And it's a term that probably no one uses anymore, but it is the branding of the business. And so we're going to run with it. Mm-hmm. And but that's what Soho means. It's had a couple different brandings over the years. And the most current one is Soho Office.
Well, and Soho, I know you've been doing some remodeling. And so tell us a little bit about how Soho looks different these days than maybe it did before.
Well, before I took over the business, the previous owner did spend a lot of money in making sure that the important stuff had been updated. You know, the printing equipment is top notch. We have all sorts of specialized folding, scoring, cutting equipment that is definitely cutting edge, as you would say, where the money hadn't been spent. And what I'm trying to do is modernize the look and feel of the business, so people go in and feel that, hey, this is a brand new environment. So we've done small things, like we've replaced the fluorescent lighting with LED panels. I mean, and it's amazing how substantial the difference in how it feels in just because of the lighting change. We're, you know, painting, we're doing other sorts of sprucing up to make it just feel more accommodating.
Well, and you all have shared office space, is that right?
Yeah, one of the things that we just rolled out was we took part of our store, which we were using for other purposes. And we said, you know what? There is a huge market now for people that work out of their house that are looking for just a place to go, a drop-in, do their work, and get stuff done. And so we said, well, you know what? We don't want to compete with the big guys. We're not trying to be like the big players out there in the space. And we said, what if we took a little square footage, put a desk, put some secure Wi-Fi, give them some free coffee, and say, by the hour, just come on in, drop in, do your work. You know, and there's a lot of people that are specifically that live and work in the area where our store is. We started marketing that, and we just rolled it out, and it's been the feedback has been incredible.
I would say Dunwoody has a lot of small business owners. I know people who are working from home. I'm one of them. And like you said, you don't want people coming to your house and like, oh, well, hold on 1 minute. I'll set up my Keurig and give you some coffee. So I think this is a perfect solution and so needed for that area. What is the response that you all are getting? How are you getting the word out about this shared office space?
We've been marketing through social media. We do a lot with, my background before I got into computer repair was in software sales. So I did about a decade and a little bit over about 12 years of software sales. And so what I always felt was very important was to keep a relationship with your prospects and with your customers, because you want to be top of mind when they're thinking of calling on you for whatever reason. I mean, with the computer repair side, it was everybody needs a plumber, everybody needs an electrician. People can do stuff on their own, but at some point they're going to get it over their head, and they're going to need expertise to come out and assist them or do the thing for them. With the Soho office, it's the same way. I want to be that person they think of when they have a print job or when they have a need to do a drop off or whatever. So we've been doing email marketing through a MailChimp, which we have a relationship with. We've been doing Facebook social media. Facebook ads, which have been very effective. We have hired a company to spruce up our website, and talking about how you look is very important. And so we're going to be improving our website. And we do, we have LinkedIn, Twitter, Google has been very effective as well in just driving traffic. We are doing also another segment of our marketing is really geared towards people that aren't really involved or don't understand the whole Twitter and Facebook and Google marketing. The Dunwoody Sandy Springs area, you have a fantastic blog site called the AHA Connection, which we are a premier sponsor for, as well as we have a 4x4 going in the Dunwoody Crier, because a lot of people still do read traditional media in our area.
They do. Well, and tell me a little bit about the shared office space sizing. So, you know, who's our perfect fits for that shared office? Is it one, capacity of one, two? You have a small conference room.
The way we build it out is it's about 64 square feet, and it's basically it's got a desk in there. It's got two chairs. It's really comfortable for two. I wouldn't necessarily say any more than two. One would be able to put their feet up and relax. Maybe we'll put a Lazy Boy chair in there, and then it has a door that can close, so you can have privacy. And it's got, as I said, it's got a hardwired router / based on my knowledge of doing this stuff, it's got a private network that somebody can come in, and they're not going to interfere with anything that's being done at the store. I know that the Paneras of the world and the Starbucks and the other sort of places like that, it's not usually a secure Wi-Fi. And so there's always that concern that somebody around you is getting into your environment and hacking onto your computer. But we don't worry about that at our store the way that we're set up.
So your personal background definitely plays a lot into who Soho is today and what they can offer.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, and how, I guess on the west side of, or the east side of Dunwoody, there's really not a lot of other options. So you all really are in a sweet spot?
For what we do, I call it, you know, the east side of Dunwoody, and I actually used to live on the west side of Dunwoody, where you have way more access to Ashford-Dunwoody, to the perimeter area. On the east side of Dunwoody, it's kind of an oasis. And so if you have the right offering at the right price and you get the right customers involved, you know, I hope there's no reason why it can't be a success. And so we have, as I said, a great customer base, and we've got a great demographic around us that we really can take advantage of and help.
What's your typical turnaround time then on printing? I mean, it's great that you all have a graphic designer. That's something that my clients are always asking about. You know, I need a graphic designer and I can set them up with a print person, but they don't have the graphic designer. So it's a two-step process, and y'all are streamlining that.
Well, certainly it depends on the type of project. But a lot of times, I mean, I've seen us turn around, like if somebody says, hey, I need some business cards, and they contact us at 10 in the morning, they'll have it by 4 in the afternoon.
Wow.
So it really depends. I mean, some stuff we do have to outsource, like any other business. You know, there's stuff you can do in-house, and there's stuff that's more cost-effective to have a partner do it, and you become the intermediary as long as you know what's going on and you have that relationship with that other provider. But we can do a lot of stuff same day or next day. Very, very common.
Wow, fantastic. And y'all, you know, it sounds like plugged into Dunwoody and really are trying to, you know, hone in on that Dunwoody area and be the small town, you know, business shop, but, you know, for a bigger focus, you know, a lot of, like I said, business B2B in Dunwoody.
Every business or even home needs our type of services. When I checked in here this morning and introduced myself to the person down at the counter, they said, oh my gosh, do you do banners? I need to get a graduation banner for my daughter. I totally forgot about it. I mean, that's the perfect client for us. It's like people always have the need. They just don't know where to go for the service. And once you do it once for them, you get in the Rolodex and they're going to call you the next time and the next time and hope that it grows and mushrooms from there.
So tell me about your team. Are you and the graphic designer the ones that are there every single day? Do you have a team?
We have two full-time employees and one part-time employee. Thankfully, to my customer base, I am not there on a regular basis, and actually to my employees as well. I have a full-time manager, and she has come over from the previous ownership. She's been with the business now for probably close to 15 years. I mean, her name is Renee, and everybody knows her. They're like, when I bought the business, they go, is Renee still going to be there? She's awesome, and people actually thought that I bought the business from her, because she runs the thing. And so she's great. She makes sure everything goes as planned. Alex Hofkin is our graphic designer. And so if anything needs to get done from a production standpoint, Alex is the one who's going back and forth with the clients, and she is fantastic. She came over also from the previous ownership. And between the two of them, they're there all the time.
And goal, think big. Where are we going to be in 2 years with Soho Office?
I would love to see the shared office space explode in that part of town. Because again, as I said, it's kind of an oasis. And, you know, there's always real estate opportunities over there to expand out the brand. Because here's the deal. If you're in a shared office space, the biggest value that we're going to provide over a traditional shared office space is, oh my gosh, you brought your laptop in and you have a PowerPoint presentation and you didn't print the PowerPoint and you got to go now run home and print a PowerPoint. Or you can just open the door and say, hey, Renee, hey, Alex, I need 30 copies of this. I need them coil bounded. I need a nice cover sheet on them and I need them production printed. Can you do that? And absolutely. And that's the value that we really see a huge market for, is that we have the resources available. We just need the people to come in to have that need.
Well, and like I said, it's on the east side of Dunwoody. Everything shared office space is on the west side, and fighting that traffic is not worth it. And I'm sure your rates are much more competitive.
That's correct. You know, driving across to, you know, the biggest thing about getting people to come into our store is the realizing that they don't have to go to the perimeter area. And from our side of Dunwoody, going down the Mount Vernon Superhighway to the other side of Dunwoody, I mean, it could take a good 20 minutes to a half an hour just to get over there. And you get over there and you're so worn out, you do your thing at the whatever store you might take advantage of, and you come back and there's your day. Whereas you can just pull into our parking lot. We're conveniently located next to the Orchard Park Kroger at Jet Ferry and Dunwoody Club Drive. We're three doors to the left of it. You know, you can stop in on your way to Los Rancheros, and we're there. We want to be your local print shop / one other thing I wanted to mention, Jen, is that we do the printing, we do the shared office space. We're also an authorized shipper for FedEx and UPS and the Postal Service. That's one other part of our business. And the other part of our business is business services. You know, we have all the stuff, faxing, shredding. We've got we have Renee and another person is a notaries on our staff. So we have any of that type of stuff that you need to run in that you're like, oh God, where do I get this done? We have those people there at the store to help out.
And do you have PO boxes too?
We have, they're not PO boxes. They're actually suites. They're sweet boxes. And because they're sweet boxes, we can get deliveries from UPS and FedEx to the boxes. We have a system called Notify where we actually will text you or email you to let you know that you have mail in your box. So you don't have to keep running out to the mailbox to check to see if something's there. But that's a feature that we offer if you rent a box from us. We have three different size boxes. We do have availability on some of the boxes that we provide. And so the postman delivers, we put it into the different mailboxes. FedEx, UPS come multiple times a day with the different services, whether FedEx Ground, Express, UPS Ground, UPS Overnight. And we're constantly, we have a great relationship with all the drivers. We get everything done. And we are that provider for you.
Fantastic. You are a one-stop shop then for small businesses, taking everything that they need, handling it. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And then Amanda Dossey, you started Painting with a Twist in Buckhead, and now you've grown into the Dunwoody area. So how did you get into Painting with a Twist? I always have an admiration for people in art because I am not an artist.
Well, that's great, Jen, because I'm not either. So it works out perfectly. I actually started as a customer. I mean, I think that's where it starts. My love for this started back in Dallas when I lived there. My best friend, we've been friends since high school. She's the artistic one and I'm not. And she said, let's go do this thing. Let's go paint. I said, I don't paint. She said, there's wine. I said, okay, let's go. So that was, gosh, probably 6 years ago. And I had the jitters that all of our new customers have. I came in and I was, you know, the white canvas with no paint on it. And I'm like, I can't do this. And it was just, you know, we had such a good time. And you end up leaving with this painting that you're so proud of. And I like to say that Painting with a Twist demystifies this, you know, idea that only certain people can be artists. And that's just simply not true. And so I really, my love came from being a customer at the Dallas location years and years ago. And at the time I was in a corporate job, I was doing digital marketing and media sales, traveling a lot. And I always knew I wanted to do something on my own. I just didn't know what that was. The opportunity just kind of presented itself. My husband and I were ready for a move. We were in Dallas at the time. And Atlanta was a great opportunity. And it just so happened that it was a really great place to kind of bring a Painting with a Twist to the market. It was the first one in the city of Atlanta. Prior to the Buckhead location, there was one in Lawrenceville. So since then, we've got about four or five other locations in the Atlanta area. But I'm really proud of my Buckhead location. That's kind of where we put our flag down and, you know, said, hey, we're here. We're going to make this happen. And it's just been an amazing experience ever since.
And you opened Dunwoody last fall.
We did. We opened end of August.
Exciting. And where are the locations? Because Buckhead's so big. Dunwoody, you know, it's a small town, but there's a lot of landscape.
Absolutely. Our Buckhead location is on Peachtree Road Northwest. We're a couple blocks north of Piedmont Hospital. We always say that we're next to the Houston's. Everybody knows where that Houston's restaurant is. There's a Benihana's across the street. We're in a shopping center called Brookwood Square. So right there, great location, easy access to lots of restaurants. And then our Dunwoody location is in Georgetown Shopping Center. Again, super easy to get to, right at 285 and Shibley Dunwoody Road. We are also right next to a Kroger. Seems to be the place to be. So, you know, if you come into our class and you forget your wine, Kroger's right next door. We've also got Vino Venue just a couple doors down. So it's a great location.
Well, wonderful. And then tell us about your different types of classes. So, you know, people think girls night, get the wine, maybe date night, but you all do things for children too, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's really for everyone. And so we have people come in and say, well, is this really for me? And my answer is yes. So men are really funny. You know, they typically don't come in on their own. They'll come in with their wives, their girlfriends. They come in as part of corporate team building events. And, you know, you can always see that look on their face, like I'm here, but I really don't want to be. But the guys have a great time. They really do. My husband was the same way when he first went to one. He said, I don't want to do this. And then he came back. And, you know, the guys, I think, have more fun than the women sometimes. So, you know, it's great for girls' night out. We do a lot of date nights. We do a lot of couples paintings. But we also, to your point, we do a lot of kids classes as well. I'm a mom of two small girls. And I know that sometimes it's hard to find things to do with your kids on rainy days, or we're going to be offering classes during spring break. So for those that aren't going out of town, there's something to do when we have days where the kids are out of school, President's Day, things like that. You know, as a parent, I think sometimes we're like, I got to get out of the house. I got to get my kids away from the TV. And this is just a really great way to just go out and do something creative. So kids classes we do every week. We do public classes on Saturdays. We do special classes around times where schools are closed, like I said, like spring break and days where the kids don't have school. So we really try to cater to that as well. So it's really art for everyone, from a girls' night out with a little paint and sip, not so much with the sipping with the kids' classes, but you know, we come in, we have themes nights, theme parties. So it really is, we try to cater to everyone so that they can come in and experience art.
So more sippy cups than sipping.
Exactly. Exactly. We go from wine cups to sippy cups.
Well, and with the summer camp, I know you have a summer camp coming up. Is that an hour, you know, like a typical Saturday, or is it going to be more of a drop off and really get your hands dirty and have some fun painting?
I am super excited about the summer camp. This is going to be our first one this summer, and it's an actual summer camp. So it's from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday. You can sign up for the full week, or, you know, we do have the flexibility where you can sign up for individual classes that day. It's a 3-hour workshop. We provide a little snack. We do fun arts and crafts. They do paintings. And then at the end of each of our summer camp weeks, they'll do a little mini art show, displaying all of the art that they've done that week. So we have a great class in June and July. It's just an option for people to really get out and get dirty and experience the art.
Oh, yeah. June and July. So June 11th and July 16th, you're going to be off in those. So definitely while school is out for the little ones. And what ages are can campers be?
You know, we really recommend the age range is 6 and up. It's a recommendation, but we always tell parents, you know, your kids. And we tell them that with our hour and a half kids classes as well. My daughter started painting in our classes when she was 5 and she did a great job. There are some 7-year-olds that parents are like, I don't know if, you know, he or she can get through an hour and a half class. So I really look to the parents. We typically say our sweet spot is ages 6 to about 12. But again, you know, if you're as a parent, if you think that your child would love to do, you know, a 3-hour art camp or an hour and a half class with us, they're certainly welcome.
Oh, and this is what I love about Dunwoody, even with Soho and everything. Local businesses and nonprofits, everyone works together in Dunwoody. So I see that you're partnering with the Dunwoody Nature Center on Thursday, May 10th. So what is going on with the Dunwoody Nature Center and art?
Well, one of the things I wanted to do as a proud Dunwoody resident is really get involved with all of the different organizations here, because to your point, there are so many amazing businesses, a lot of small business owners, and everybody really works together as a community. And it's just such an amazing place to be and to run a business. We recently did an event at Vino Venue last Saturday. It was a huge success. Such a great partner to have. We're looking forward to doing an event with them again. We are partnering with the Dunwoody Nature Center. We're going to be doing a little paint and sip outside on their gorgeous screened porch. So you've got nature, there's going to be a cash bar, and we're going to be walking everyone through a beautiful painting. So it's just combining the beauty of outdoors with a little bit of art and a little bit of paint and a little bit of wine.
Oh, I love that. I say I've been there for monarchs and margaritas, but for wine, that sounds wonderful too. What a beautiful landscape.
It is. It is. You know, I went to go visit the space, and I mean, it's going to be such a phenomenal event, and we're really excited to work with the Dunwoody Nature Center. They've been a great partner of ours, and we work with them a lot.
So tell me about owning two businesses and, you know, being part of a franchise. What are some of the challenges that you've faced?
Time. I mean, you know, and I am your quintessential entrepreneur control freak, you know, so I'm sitting here listening, thinking, yep, that's me. That's me. You know, it's all about balancing act. You know, I'm a mom of 2 young children. My husband has a demanding job where he travels. And obviously with 2 businesses, you can't be in in 2 places at the same time. I'm really fortunate. I have a studio manager, Adrienne. She has been with me from day one. She is my partner. I've partnered at the Dunwoody location with my mom. So that's been a really fun experience. You just have to work with and create relationships with people that you trust. I mean, we really are a family because, you know, you can't do it all. So it's really important to have a team to work together. But I would say, you know, just the time management and just trying to make sure that all of my locations get the attention they deserve. All of my artists get the attention they deserve, all of my customers, and then obviously my family as well. So it's definitely... my mom says it's like balancing plates. You know, I got a lot of balls in the air, but we make it work for sure. And like I said, you know, the great partnership I have with my studio manager, Adrienne, and my mom and my husband, we really are a team.
And with painting with a twist, do you get to pick the artist or do they schedule the artists for you? How do you go about selecting the artists who are going to be leading the classes?
We do it all. Our artists are contracts. So, you know, they kind of give us our availability. That's very flexible. We don't have any set hours that they have to do. They basically work when they want to work, which is it's helpful. And so we get everyone's schedule at the beginning of the month, and Adrienne and I sit down and go through all of our classes. And It's kind of like putting together a puzzle, you know, making sure that we have the right people on the right classes. There are certain artists that do, you know, they're really great with kids, but they don't do really well with, you know, late night classes that are jam-packed, more of a party scene. We have some people that do beautiful shoes and ladies, and some people are like, nah, I really don't want to do that. So we take all of those things into account. It's every artist has a different personality and a unique skill set. So it really comes down to Adrian and myself. We pick out all the paintings, we pick out the schedules, we look at the themes, and then we end up staffing them with the appropriate artists.
What's the coolest date night you've seen come in? Because I know you can bring in food from outside, right? So
yes, absolutely.
If someone was looking for a great date idea, what would it be?
I mean, we actually had a proposal in our Buckhead studio, which was amazing. That was super cool. You know, we are a franchise. There's about 350 of them across the country. It's not that uncommon to have proposals, which is a pretty cool thing to do. But I remember it was about a year ago or so. We had our own proposal in Buckhead. So that was pretty cool. Date night. I mean, I feel like every date night is fun. We do a lot of couples paintings. And so that's super fun where one canvas is half the image. The other canvas is the other half. You put it together. It makes a larger image. We have spectacular Valentine's Day. We like to call that our Super Bowl. So, you know, we've done a lot of different things, but I would say the date nights, I mean, the Saturday night classes, the Friday night classes, those are our date night classes. So we get a lot of couples in there. And especially in Dunwoody, you know, it's just letting your hair down and letting loose and just having a good time and getting away from the daily grind. You know, it's, we like to say it's like Disneyland. You get to escape from reality. You don't have to adult for a few hours.
And do you see adults coming in of all ages?
We do.
Dunwoody's got an older population too.
You know, it's really interesting. We have such a wide variety of customers that we service. We've got, you know, people in Buckhead, and then we've got a totally different group that we reach in Dunwoody. We had a 94-year-old woman come in last Wednesday for our Wind Down Wednesday class. Mm-hmm. She had the best time. She was up dancing. So we really do, we see a wide variety of people that come in for a variety of reasons. And, you know, this 94-year-old woman, I thought to myself, that's who I want to be when I'm 94. And she had the best time. She was up dancing with some of the other women. It was pretty cool.
And if I wanted to bring my team in for team building, can I rent out the entire facility? Do you have a special room, or are we part of the action?
You know what? We have a lot of flexibility. We've had people rent out our entire studio. So in Dunwoody, we have our front room holds 48 people. Our back room holds 30. Our Buckhead location, our front room holds 40 people and our back room holds 26. So we've had people rent our private party rooms. We've had people rent our larger public spaces. We've had people rent out our entire studio. So we really have flexibility just depending on the date and time. And then we also have smaller groups that join our public classes all the time. Hey, I've got five of my coworkers. You know, we just want to get together and have some fun. And it's super easy to sign up for a public class. We seat everyone together. You're part of a larger group. And, you know, the energy of public classes are really fun because you've got your small little group, but then you also have a larger group of people. And inevitably, people make new friends. They end up dancing together. So it's nice that you get to be there with your friends that you came with, but you also leave making some new friends as well.
Well, that's great. And then as far as there's so many different, you know, wine and paint, sip and paint classes. So what sets Painting with a Twist apart from the competition, and how do you get that message out there?
I think there's a couple of things. First, I think what drew me to this company was what it was founded upon, and that was philanthropy. This started, Kathy and Renee are founders outside of Mandeville, or in Mandeville, Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans. They started this idea as a way to raise money for after Hurricane Katrina. So that's what this all started from. Nobody ever really thought that it would be this explosion and this amazing thing that it was, and it just grew. And people said, I had a really good time. You know, I want to do this. And then they opened up one studio. And then before they knew it, they were franchising. And here we are just over 10 years later. And it's incredible. I mean, to have over 350 locations in just a lot of different states is super exciting. But the philanthropic aspect has remained a very important part of the company. So we have the ability to do what we call Painting with a Purpose events. We partner with local 401c3s, and we'll do classes where the proceeds from that class will go back to local charities. In the Dunwoody location, we're working with American Cancer Society. We're working with Relay for Life. We partnered with the Dunwoody Police Department for Christmas for Kids in December, which was amazing. We've done a lot of different things like with Autism Speaks and a lot of different things in Buckhead. So there's that aspect of being able to have a really good time and give back to the community. Additionally, I think it really comes down to the experience with the customer. We really work hard. Our artists are very well trained. They go through a pretty intense training program. There's a lot of resources that come through corporate to support the training of these artists, because at the end of the day, it's the little things that we do that make a huge difference. It's, you know, how we treat our customers. It's the fact that everything is set up, everything is cleaned up. We cater to them. They are guests in our home. And that makes a huge difference. So we really work hard to build that experience where people can get away for a few hours. We have people coming in that are suffering losses. They're going through cancer treatment. They're going through a divorce. I mean, we have people that come in and just want to get away, and we're there to make sure that they have the best time possible. So for us, it comes down to the customer always and the customer's experience. If they don't leave happy, we haven't done something right.
Well, and if I wanted to book a girls' night, where do I go to?
On our website. We've got all of our public events are live. We always push our calendar live the first of every month prior. So we just launched our April calendar on March 1st. Our May calendar will be live April 1st and so on. So we try to stay ahead. If you want to do a private party, you can just request it right on our website. There's a link that says request party. We just have a minimum of 10 painters 7 days a week in our Dunwoody location. And then 10 painters minimum in Buckhead Sunday through Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday is 15. So
I'm sure that's never a problem getting all this.
No. I mean, we have people come in to celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, corporate team building events, you name it. We've had gender reveal parties, baby showers. So it's a lot of fun. And then we do do kids' private events, birthday parties in both locations as well.
So what's your web address?
It's www.paintingwithatwist.com. And then for Dunwoody, it's paintingwithatwist.com/Dunwoody. And for Buckhead, it's paintingwithatwist.com/Atlanta-Buckhead.
Okay. And then your social media, do you all combine them on one account?
They have their own separate social media handles. It's just PWAT Dunwoody or PWAT Buckhead. And that's on Instagram and Twitter as well. And then we're also on Facebook.
And Adam, if I wanted to send in a order or contact Soho, how do I go about contacting you all?
You can call our store, and our phone number is 770-352-3434. Or you could send an email to the store, and that's at dunwoody@sohooffice.com. And it's Soho, S-O-H-O, office, O-F-F-I-C-E.com. And it will get taken care of.
And y'all are on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/SohoOfficeDunwoody. And that's the best place to see us there.
Awesome. Well, and Cece, my admin, how do I get a hold of a virtual assistant?
Well, you just go to our website. It's www.ccmyadmin.com. You can fill out a questionnaire there and we will call you within 30 minutes and we can get you sourced within 24 hours.
Wow. Quick turnaround. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this today.
Yeah, we had a great show today. Thanks you guys for all being a part of it. And Jen, if anybody wanted to get in touch with Streamline and learn more about what you guys do, how could they do that?
Yes, we are a marketing company specializing in three different areas: strategic marketing and planning, social media maintenance. We're kind of like the admins. We take it completely off of your hands or can just provide consulting and content creation. And www.streamlinecc.net, or you can email me at jopry@streamlinecc.net.
Well, great. Thank you all for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Jen and Streamline for making this possible. We will see you guys next time on Atlanta Business Radio.